What's Sunshine Week? The yearly event is organized by journalist groups, always in March. It focuses on openness and transparency in government. Well, how transparent is the government? There's no clear answer. Some agencies are more forthcoming than others. Joining us for one perspective is Angela Canterbury, the Director of Public Policy at the Project on Government Oversight. Ms. Canterbury, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, and happy Sunshine Week.
All right. And the sun is starting to shine, actually. So how does POGO define openness and transparency in the first place?
Well, you know, our lens for open government is really about accountability. And interestingly, the Obama administration has defined the values of openness as transparency, collaboration, and participation, but not accountability per se. But this is really, you know, our vision is to have a more open government so that we can hold the government accountable to taxpayers.
All right. So do agencies generally follow that principle, or does it vary a lot? How widely does it vary?
Very widely. And I would say that overall, the Obama administration has been very two-sided on transparency and accountability through the lens of open government. On one hand, there have been, sweeping promises to be the most open administration in history, and there have been some very positive steps. And some agencies and departments have created open government plans under the president's open government directive and have taken concrete steps towards openness. Others, not so much, and we have not been particularly excited about the progress in terms of the Freedom of Information Act and improvements there. And in fact, many agencies have been seeking exemptions to the Freedom of Information Act. You mentioned just before this segment the cybersecurity bill, which includes a few exemptions to the Freedom of Information Act that would be overly broad and sweeping. But this isn't the first time we've seen this coming from agencies.
I mean, the backlog of FOIA requests in some agencies has gone down, but is that really a measure of just processing, or sometimes they can clear a backlog by actually not granting the request?
Well, we are really pleased to see a reduction in backlogs. I think that your point is well taken. Is it because the processing has improved and people are actually receiving what is requested, or is it that they are just closing out or denying the request? And it's unclear at this point. There are mixed reviews.
And if you could name one agency that, at least in POGO's accountability lens, does the best job, which one would it be?
I think it would be really hard to give a blue ribbon prize. I will say that a department that we've been very critical of over the years, the Department of Interior, which had many, many failings leading up to the BP oil disaster in the Gulf of Mexico, has taken several steps to reorganize their agencies and to create less conflicts of interest and more openness. And we were really pleased to see, in particular, their plan for strengthening scientific integrity and the way that they've walled off the functions of regulating the oil industry and receiving royalties from oil and gas, which is something that we have long called for. So I would give the Department of Interior high marks for making progress.
We're speaking with Angela Canterbury. She's Director of Public Policy at the Project on Government Oversight. And we were also talking earlier about public affairs officers who are, and we know so many of them, and most of them really are hardworking professionals. They do get back to you. They're almost unfailingly courteous. But they have a real problem because very often the people that they would like to bring out to speak hide in the background, and all they can say is, sorry, denied. How can that be fixed, or is that a good system?
Well, I think that, again, it varies greatly from agency to agency. I think that we're more concerned with the public affairs officers or offices where they insist on being a filter between the public and the media and scientists, for example. We think that it should be the policy that that scientists, federal scientists, should be able to speak to the science directly without having a political filter.
But very often, isn't that filter not coming from the scientists, but from agency political leadership?
Often, and I think, you know, then the public affairs is the frontward face, the outward-facing office for the political appointees.
It just reminds me of the time Ron Ziegler, who was Nixon's press secretary, was so frustrated during the height of Watergate. And finally, there was a famous picture of the president kicking him in the backside, which seemed to be the ultimate humiliation of a man caught between two gigantic forces.
Indeed.
All right. So, and within an agency, do you also find that it varies bureau to bureau or office to office?
I would say so. You know, a lot of the work that we do is on a wide, government-wide scale. So our picture sometimes, we of course have uncovered corruption and worked with whistleblowers on specific instances in agencies and departments where there's some sort of wrongdoing that needs to be dealt with, but also working on government-wide programs and looking at the president's, for example, the U.S. National Action Plan and the features of that and what effect it might have on federal managers and employees, and in particular whistleblowers. The president has spoken a lot about supporting federal workers who blow the whistle on wrongdoing, and the U.S. National Action Plan for Open Government, which is part of the Open Government Partnership, which is an international initiative, commits the administration to doing more to protect whistleblowers. And yet we have this two-sided transparency, again, with the Obama administration and the chilling effect that the National Security League prosecutions have had on would-be whistleblowers, and really no concrete reforms or steps toward creating new, safer channels for whistleblowers, which is a great disappointment.
And very quickly, if the government is a sky, is it sun shining, is it partly cloudy, or are we overcast?
I would say that it is partly sunny.